That was item 7. So now we go on to item 8, which is the approval of the internal audit plan, which is paper H, which is this lonely page right at the end, two pages right at the end, and which covers a multitude of sins. So I don't think you've got away with it. Paul, can I ask you to lead us through this, please?
Thank you, Chair. So we're representing to you today is the provisional audit plan for the financial year 1920, and it requires your approval and the public sector internal audit standards. One thing to note, as agreed with the committee, as you would agree with prior, that in quarter one she will be undertaking some assurance mapping and reviewing the internal audit risk rating, and this may then make some amendments to the audit plan, hence what we're calling a provisional plan. You'll also potentially note that there is no adults and children services audits in. I mean, they're noted, but not actually under a title, and those will be added once we have sat down with the directors of those areas. The audit plan has been formulated by risk assessing the audit universe, which captures all activities which could be subject to an internal audit, and that's how the audit plan will come to the status it is now. The appendix shows the proposed audits that you'll see, and they link into the strategic risk register and essentially the corporate outcomes that they are looking to achieve. And that's all I need to say on that. I haven't saved any questions.
Oh, sorry, Reg first and then Chris.
Why does 106 agreements fall under regeneration rather than management?
The headings aren't necessarily set in stone. We have to put them under a certain heading. It will include what it needs to include in the audit. And I understand the planning is now under the regen heading.
Chris.
It's not of great financial issue to the council, but it is a great financial issue to the IFA. And that speech safety, which I think should actually be there in neighbourhoods, I think that there are some serious risks associated
speech
with
safety.
Speech safety. And what was that speech fund? Okay. I think it needs to be clarified as beach safety rather than just waterfronts, because I think we have some bylaws that are being totally disregarded. And I saw something myself in the past year that could have resulted in a fatality. It's not that much. Just in about 41.
Just to clarify, the totals are what we generate from having discussions with the directors and the clients. When we sit down to begin the audit, we will scope them out, and it may be that the totals slightly change, but if that is a concern, then we would hope that we picked up within that total.
Okay. Well, I think make sure that when you're auditing, you pick up the concerns of beach safety within the waterfront.
Sorry, which one are you referring to? You say waterfront?
Well, we've actually got some beach fronts, water safety.
Oh, right.
Okay. But so I think, you know, I would have way for water safety, but there's an issue there. But if we're not going to address it as a separate heading, then when the auditors look at it, the internal auditor, I think, should investigate that with some enthusiasm.
Okay, Paul, can you include that, please, as a note to your department? Please to look at that. So apart from that, are you happy for us to approve this? I'll go through.
I'll propose acceptance, Chair.
Right, so this is the recommendation on H9 to approve the plan. Proposed by Paul, seconded by John. All those in favour, please. Thank you, that's everybody. Thank you very much.